Hello. This week's podcast is about minor harmony. As with all things in this method, I'm not planning on trying to teach how minor harmony works, and there's lots of other jazz theory books that can talk about that. I really want to talk about how minor harmony is notated and where it occurs in the songs that are analyzed in the Insights in Jazz book. So, first thing to say is that the roadmaps of the songs in the book use the color blue to indicate where minor harmony occurs. And I thought this would be useful because it literally is often used as color in songs. So you might get, you know, just a couple of chords, a couple of measures of minor harmony where you wouldn't necessarily expect them to be, just to give some different color to the song. And so I indicate this with blue over the bricks. First we'll look at bricks, and then we'll look at joins that are particularly useful for minor harmony. So in general, any brick that's defined in the method can be converted to a minor harmony version of that brick. So for example, a regular cadence, which sounds like this. Could be converted to a minor cadence, which sounds like this. And the only difference is that a minor 7 chord, which you get on chord 2, becomes a half diminished chord, and a dominant 7th chord, which you get on chord 5, typically. This becomes some kind of altered dominant seventh, which is appropriate for minor harmony. Maybe a sharp 9, maybe a flat 9, flat 13, or just an alt. We might see to indicate a dominant seventh from minor harmony. So that's the basic cadence altered for minor harmony. You can apply these rules to alter any brick in the system. And if we look at, for example, a plain old turnaround, the pot, which we've seen already. This in a major key sounds like this. And in a minor key, we simply change chord 1 to be a minor 6 or a minor major 7. Chord 6 typically becomes a half diminished chord. Chord 2 typically becomes a half diminished chord, because these are both originally minor 7s naturally in a major key. 5 again, as discussed previously on the cadence, becomes some sort of altered dominant 7th. And the only other variant that you might see is it's very common in minor keys for the 2, rather than being a half diminished, to be either a somewhere or a nowhere. So that's a 2 dominant 7 instead of a 2 half diminished, or a flat 6 7, which is the nowhere variation. So the minor pot with the somewhere variant sounds like this. With the nowhere variant sounds like this. And they're kind of hard to distinguish, because the only difference between the somewhere and the nowhere is the root, because obviously those two chords are tritone substitutions of each other. So 2-7 and flat 6-7, The only difference you're really going to be able to hear easily is the root, so it's a pretty subtle difference there. Okay, so the final brick that I wanted to mention under the heading of minor harmony is what I call the autumnal cadence. And this is a cadence which starts off as though it's heading towards the major resolution. So it starts, you know, with a 2 minor 7 as you'd expect. But then instead of going on to the 5-7-1, instead it does a 2-5-1 to the relative minor, and it sounds like this. The characteristic of this for me is that you start on 2 minor 7 and then you drop down a minor third to start the minor 2 to go to the relative minor. Kind of a useful brick to get you between the major and its relative minor, which we'll talk about a bit more in the section about joins. So the joins, which are very common to see in tunes that have minor harmony, there are two joins that are very common. One is the sidewinder, because this takes you from the major key to the relative minor key, which occurs on the sixth degree of the major scale. So here's a cadence starting resolved in the major key and then sidewinding to the relative minor. It sounds like this. The second join, which is very common, is the high jump, because this is the one which gets you from the relative minor back to the relative major. So here's a cadence starting resolved on the minor 1 chord, and then high jumping to get to do a cadence back to the relative major. Sounds like this. And this is very common. You can see this in songs like Autumn Leaves and Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Those are a couple of really good songs to get to grips with, you know, what typically goes on in jazz standards, playing off between the major key and its relative minor. Other songs you might want to look at include Beautiful Love, which is one that starts in the minor but goes to the relative major. Alone Together is a good one, which spends a lot of time in the minor key. And it does something else interesting, because we talked about the relative minor, which is on the degree 6 of the major scale. So if you're in C, then the relative minor would be A minor. But we haven't talked about the parallel minor, which is, so if you're in C, the parallel minor is C minor, the one which has the same root as the major key. If you look at the song Alone Together, then there's some interesting tricks played in that song. It looks as though it's going to come back from somewhere else to the original minor key, but actually it ends up on the parallel major key, so the whole thing's in D minor, and it comes back with the cadence E half diminished A7, but then ends with D major 7 instead of D minor. Other songs you might want to look at which have interesting minor sections are Fly Me to the Moon and Georgia. One song that I've been playing with a lot recently is Lullaby of Birdland, which again flits between the minor and the relative major, or the relative major and the relative minor. And it's a contrafact, in case you don't know, it's a contrafact of the older standard Love Me or Leave Me. So the chords for these two songs are essentially the same, but you'll see another example there of how songs typically move between the relative minor and the relative major. And so that's minor harmony. Hope that helps. That's all for now.
My name's John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, the book about how to remember jazz chord progressions, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions about the book or the method, then drop me an email at john@dropback.co.uk.